It's time for the Daily Sports Dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. Yes, that's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canale. This is your Daily Sports Dump for today, Monday, December 9th. Okay, let's get right to the jokes, folks. The Baseball Hall of Fame elected two new members this weekend, union executive Marvin Miller and catcher Ted Simmons. Representatives for the Hall of Fame said they decided on the pair because they were tired of setting up so many chairs at the induction ceremony. In the NFL, the Chiefs and Ravens secured playoff spots this weekend, while New England is going to have to wait at least another week. Their loss to the Chiefs snapped New England's 21-game home winning streak. Now, that streak is impressive, and it's left every single franchise in professional sports, except for the Astros, wondering what the Patriots' secret is. I say this as another cheating scandal with the Bengals is swept under the rug. No, that wasn't real. In the NBA, Spurs assistant coach Becky Hammon is reportedly interested in the Knicks' vacant job, which would make her the first female head coach in NBA history if it comes to pass, just so long as it happens while the Knicks are still considered an NBA franchise. Got about 2 weeks left on that. In the college football, Ole Miss announced Lane Kiffin would be its new head football coach this weekend. The school said it loves his championship pedigree, and Kiffin said he's been looking for another Ole Miss ever since his wife left him. More college football. The football playoff is set, and the four participants are LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, and Oklahoma. Now, you can watch the game starting December 28, or you can just watch the games from the last five playoff years and not miss anything. You know, I don't know about that joke. I just told it here, and now I'm starting to disagree with it because Alabama's not in there. And really, that's the best thing for college football and fans of sports everywhere. So I'm not going to take that joke out, but I am going to protest it after the fact. And we are not quite done yet, folks. If you listened on Friday, you heard a special message from Eli Manning. Well, guess what? Eli Manning has another special message for all the Giants fans, if there are still Giants fans.
Oh, hi, New York Giants fans. This is me, your two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback, Eli Manning. And I guaranteed a win for this Monday night last week. But as I look at the schedule, I am confident now that I can take us from being the number two overall pick in the draft to probably the number 10 or 11 overall pick in the draft by winning the next three games for no reason. So get ready for the best guard or the best middle linebacker in the draft instead of a game-changing defensive end. My parting gift to you, Giants fans, from me, Eli Manning. Go Big Blue. That's what they call us, right?